BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's known to be Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for you on a Tuesday. Y'all know how it goes inside the Madhouse, 44 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 55. Yeah, rain is on the way. Rain is on the way to the Carolinas, on the way to Charlotte, America. Rain is slated to start this morning around 8 o'clock and be with us from about 8 a.m. until about 1 p.m., right after lunchtime. Slated to clear out and then make way for some more sunshine. So, welcome to the Madhouse. And in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm over here having to change my schedule. The computer ain't working over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it says it's doing an update.
Oh, yeah.
So, working hard, but have to switch up the way that I do things.
All right, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, also in the Madhouse, we're with this one of y'all. Say what's up to Comedian Bye Bye.
I say good morning.
Hey, everybody on the east.
Good morning.
The west.
Good morning.
The north.
Good morning.
And the south side.
Good morning.
I'm outside. What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great. Feeling great and good all together.
All right, how was y'all night last night? What y'all get into?
I went indoor skydiving.
Yesterday. I saw you went to iFly.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, it was dope. Thank you for catching up with the new millennium.
Oh, shut up. Jessica, the only one in here that can really say something because she actually went skydiving.
I did go skydiving last year. You want to go with me this year, Burp? I know what you were talking about.
Yes, I do.
Another place.
They do. It's two places they do it. They do. You went to the one in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
They do another one in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
So either one, I don't care. I want to go.
That was.
Do you think that the experience of iFly is going to be like skydiving?
No. But I think I did the virtual reality one in iFly where it looked like I was actually skydiving.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like I was skydiving in the virtual reality one. Like I felt like I was 50 feet. You know, when you're in the little tube, you go up high. I felt like I was up high, but the entire time I was in the virtual reality thing, I was down low.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's nothing like.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's nothing.
Nothing like it. When I went, I was like, I did it backwards. I did it backwards. I went skydiving first, and then I went down. But I was like, let me just sort of see what the experience. Yeah, it's nothing like it.
At all.
What's up?
At all.
Well, y'all go ahead and jump out the plane, man. Y'all let
we
me know.
We know you're not going to
As
do
a matter of fact, before y'all go, won't y'all write me in y'all will or something? Especially you, Bert, because the way your look set up, the plane might not even make it up there.
Easy.
Oh, yeah, all 2020.
No, the way Larry lucky is, I'm going to land right on his little ass. That's what's going to happen.
As long as you got me in your will and on your insurance. You know, I know you just did your company benefits. You ain't put me down.
I ain't do none of the above for you.
You ain't nothing. You don't want to help me get paid. I thought we was homeless.
Nah, hell no. Nah. You said that talking about nah. You ain't gonna make it up there.
I'm gonna take care of the whole family while you go.
Nah, hell no.
Mm-hmm. I got you, big dog.
They be taking care of. They good.
You sure?
Yeah, they straight.
They gonna need somebody to talk to.
No, they won't.
When you going skydiving, though, I'm going to make sure I'm there.
I ain't going to tell you.
I want to make sure I'm
there. Me and Jessica going to sneak and go skydiving. We're going to sneak skydive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now we're doing secret meetings again. Let me know. I want to go. I want to go film it and check it out.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say a prayer for you right here, though. Dear Lord, if Burpee Plane hit the ground.
Yeah, man. I don't want to have nothing to do. Don't tell them.
And I'm not.
Don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell them at all.
All right, man. Today's inspiration power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Yeah, no limit there. The Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 44 degrees. Today's highs are right around 55. And it's time for that Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
And don't forget, you can join Power 98 this Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Chick-fil-A located at 1475 Concord Parkway. Come register for your chance to win tickets to the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. For details, go to power98fm.com.
All right. Today, our Madhouse question of the day is, who are you putting on your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop? Four people on your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a good one. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Just artists that speak to me. Jeezy. One. Give me Jeezy. Give me Weezy F. Baby. Please say the baby.
Okay.
Y'all gonna laugh at this one, of course. Give me Master P. And then I'm gonna put a female up there too. Give me the Brat. Yeah, so Jeezy, Lil Wayne, Master P, and the Brat. That's okay. Mine. That'll be mine.
I see what you did there.
I mean, those are the artists that speak to me.
All right. My turn?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna put, these are artists that spoke to me. I'm surprised you didn't put Tupac up there, Larry. That shocks me. But
you know what? You're right.
No.
I forgot about Tupac. I did forget. Because I... Go ahead. It's all good.
Okay. Number one, Biggie.
Okay.
As far as impact for me, first album I ever had in my life, or ever listened to, was Ready to Die. Jay-Z, number two. Number three, LL Cool J. Cause I used to want to be like him. And number four, Eminem.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and take the Brat off and put Tupac on mine. I forgot about Tupac. You're right. That's all I only listened to like two albums really with, like during high school.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe three. Bone Thugs, Tupac, and Good 'Em Up.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my albums of choice. So yeah.
What so you, got, you all know who's number one already. Yeah. My best friend definitely gets number one spot on there. Jay-Z. All right. Number two, I'm giving it to Missy Elliott, being that I'm from Virginia and what she did for the music scene and that whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
Then as early as I can remember by listening to what my brothers used to play, I'm going with LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to put, if we're talking about the Mount Rushmore of hip hop, I have to put, you know, he's engulfed in a little bit of controversy right now. I have to put Russell Simmons on there.
Oh, what's up?
Because Russell Simmons is the one who really kicked off, you know, that whole Def Jam movement and the impact that has had on hip hop culture. I definitely believe that he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of hip hop, so I'm going with Russell Simmons as my last pick.
That's what it do. How do we tap in on this?
You let us know. Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
The only hip hop morning show is. No.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hitty s***. No cap.
6:18 here in the Queen City. Hey, I need you all to stay calm, but I got some sad news for you. Chick-fil-A is removing 6 items from their menu. The changes are happening right here in Charlotte and at select locations in Arizona. Here's what you will no longer be able to get.
Okay.
The sausage and egg biscuit.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I didn't eat that anyway.
Sunflower multigrain bagel.
Yeah, didn't eat that either.
Never ate that.
Okay.
Side salads.
Oh, wow. Oh, really? I did eat a few of those.
Decaf coffee.
I ain't drank that.
I actually used this one. The grilled cool wrap. I'm sort of sad about that one.
The cool
wrap?
Mm-hmm. I ate that too.
Yeah, the grilled cool wrap. And the original chicken strips.
Hmm.
Oh, well, I thought you were about to say the original chicken sandwich. I was like, what? No. Popeye does not the mighty box.
Why the okay. original chicken strips?
Yeah, the strips are big.
Yeah,
that's
the strips
big.
Are big, yeah.
Well, they're all making, they're all leaving to make room for some new items. Executives at Chick-fil-A say that changes are happening to prioritize quality over quantity.
That's what it do.
So. Do y'all
eat the Chick-fil-A grilled nuggets?
No. I have.
Oh, I love them. I just got on them, but I love them.
Is there a Chick-fil-A item that has been taken away that you wish they would bring back?
No.
Yeah, I have one. It's the brownie.
They took the brownie away?
Yes. They took the brownie away a long time ago.
I buy their cookies now, so I don't know.
They took the brownie away. I wish they'd bring the brownie back.
Yeah.
And also, it was some old, that they switched up the barbecue sauce.
No.
And I've seen a lot of people complain about the barbecue sauce. They want
the
old barbecue
sauce. Yeah, it's a different flavor.
They want the old barbecue back.
I don't like it.
Give me that old barbecue back.
They want that old thing back.
That Baby Ray.
These are the things that are leaving Chick-fil-A right here in North Carolina. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Here's music from the baby. It's called Bop here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
You know everybody
needed
some
with some okay, let's go. It's Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. And if you follow the baby on IG, yeah, he posted a message for all y'all. He got a message for all y'all. You can stop by his IG and check it out at the baby. That is official message that he has for all y'all. After what happened to him in the MIA. Yo, speaking of what happened, man, we want y'all to hit us up on our Instagram pages. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry.
Me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And you can hit mine at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
And answer that madhouse question of the day, hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, who do you have on your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop?
I just went back. I redid mine. Yeah, I took Wayne off too. So I'm going Tupac, Jeezy, Master P, and Andre 3000. That's what I.
Hey, you check. Who else you took off?
I took off Lil Wayne and the Brat.
The Brat.
Yeah,
Lil Wayne was the second one.
Can I do an eight person?
No.
Okay.
No, Mount Rushmore is four.
Well, who you got?
I got Biggie, Jay-Z, LL Cool J, and Eminem.
You got a whole New York besides them. Okay, that's what's up. Jess, who you got?
I got Jay-Z, Missy Elliott, LL Cool J, and Russell Simmons.
All right, put yours down and let us know. You can slide in my DMs, or you can slide in one of our DMs on our Instagram page, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, we got the trending topics. They're going to drop right around 6:35, and your Madhouse throwback classic song of the morning. That's going to drop right around 6:31.
Don't leave it.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
I wanted to major in nursing in college, but it didn't quite work out. After graduation, I started looking at accelerated programs that would use my existing bachelor's degree toward a nursing degree. When I found Northeastern University's Charlotte ABSN, I stopped looking. The Charlotte ABSN has it all. A prestigious reputation, convenient online courses, great clinical partnerships, and 3 start dates a year. I'm finally on my way to the career I always wanted. Stop looking and start nursing. Search us today at Charlotte ABSN.
Listen, rolling through the city, listen, riding through Gastonia the other day, and I was on my way to the mall, and you know what I saw? I saw these open the house signs in people's front yards. They was having an open house, and I just started laughing because I was like, if they're really trying to sell their house, you know what they could do? They could log on to opendoor.com/my offer and do it real, real easy. That's right, opendoor.com/my offer can help you sell the home you in and get you in a new house.
But what if you weren't trying to sell your home right now, right? You just want to know how much your home is worth. Well, open
the streets. No limit keys.
Trending Top is being brought to you by the Monster Jam. Make sure you join B Notes. He's going to be hanging out this Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Spectrum Center located in Charlotte. He said, listen, come out and wrestle for your chance to win tickets to the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. For details, log on to power98fm.com. All right, trending this morning, George Lopez. Comedian George Lopez is trending this morning because he came under fire for some tweets and Instagram posts that he made concerning Donald Trump. Y'all know the Iranian president put out an $80 million bounty on the president of the United States, Donald Trump. So George Lopez said, hey,
well,
I'd do it for half.
we'll do it for half.
Talk
about the Mexicans.
Talk about
the Shut up. I don't care what nobody say. That's funny.
It is funny. But, you know, a lot of people didn't find his comments funny, so they started going in on George Lopez. So he came back and apologized. But, hey, I know some cats that are doing for.
That is hilarious.
We'll do it for half,
boy. They ain't know what to do with
it. It's a joke. It's a joke.
He's a comedian. But, right. You know, he came under fire, so he apologized. Whatever.
I'm going to apologize, George.
Moving on. Donald Trump. Speaking of Donald Trump, the Iranian president also said that Donald Trump's properties in Las Vegas, in Washington, D.C., in Florida, and in the United Kingdom are all on his target list. So if y'all going to Vegas or Florida and thinking about staying in them Trump properties, be well. That's all I can say is be well, because they said they on the hit list. Also trending this morning, I don't know if y'all been watching this, but Australia has got some huge, huge fires going on. And people have been, celebrities have been stepping up and chipping in to help out with these fires. Pink, the artist Pink, she chipped in $500,000. Nicole Kidman chipped in $500,000. And they raised over $20 million in less than 48 hours for the Australian Fire Fund. And this is sad. Like, it's like the whole country on fire. It's crazy. Mm. Sad news. Well, I'm not going to say sad news, but broke late last night. Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein, you know, the Hollywood executive. He was in court in New York on yesterday. And as he was in court in New York on yesterday, charges against him was announced in L.A. They say they have two sexual assault and rape cases that they're going to press charges against Mr. Weinstein, stemming from 2013 from two females that said he assaulted them in a Beverly Hills hotel. Mm. Well, Burp, I guess when we talked to Jesse Daniels from Lifetime, we asked him.
He had to put in a word.
He must have went and put in some work, didn't he?
He did something.
All right, Jess, I see you, baby. Okay, Jesse Daniels from Lifetime.
Lock Harvey. Hashtag Lock Harvey up.
Also, last but not least, trending this morning, G Herbo. The artist G Herbo pled guilty in his battery case against his baby mama. They said he allegedly grabbed her by the hair, drug her down the street, and hurt her arm. Well, he pleaded guilty in the battery case. He said he wanted to put everything behind him, and he got 12 months of probation, 150 hours of community service, and he has to attend a 24-hour family protective program. So he said he just wanted to get it over with, and he wants to get it all behind him. That's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Shine Time Management.
The White House and Power 98 present
$2 Friday.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe we can be on chill.
Can we be on chill tonight?
Maybe I can give you chill.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 55, 44 degrees ain't right at the house. You know, we got to let somebody shine this morning. Come on, man. Tell us who motivates you, who you motivate, who you let shine. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
Good morning. I want to let the light shine on Superb Hefty Hair Salon and Boutique, opened up 1413 Woodford Highway, Statesville. I want to shout out my co-owners, Leticia Davis, and my baby daddy, James Hamilton. We miss y'all. We love y'all. Shout out Power 98.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I like to let the light shine on all these city workers going out here to get that grind on this morning, as well as my daughter, as well as my two sons going to daycare and going to school. Let it shine.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You letting that light shine on somebody?
Yeah, good morning. I want to let the light shine on all the single mothers and fathers out here. I know that it's rough, but continue to keep up the hard work, keep grinding, it will all pay off.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Devin O'Fone Cortez, my mama, and Mr. West.
Oh, Mr. West over there, West Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
I'm going to be over there to drop that check out one day this week, too.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
My teacher.
What's your teacher's name? What's your teacher's name?
Miss Vaughn.
Miss Vaughn, you want to let Miss Vaughn shine? What grade you in?
Third.
What school?
J.H. Gunn.
J.H. Gunn, going to shine.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Boy, these kids that came back showing love in 2020. That's what's right. up.
I want to give a shout out to Micah, Seth, and Levi. I met them over the weekend at the McGowan Theater. They said they listen to the Madhouse every morning, and they wanted to say what's up to you and Jessica. So shout out to them, man. Shout out
shine
to them.
On me, shine 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 on me.
I want to send a shout out to that young man that said hello, Bert. We want to say hello back to him.
Right. Hello. Okay. Yeah. Miss Jessica said hello back to y'all.
They didn't want to glaze over that. You know, he said hello to us. We have to say hello back. All right. I also want to send an RIP and send prayers out to the family of Dawn Calhoun. She is a young lady who is actually my sorrow, and she actually passed away yesterday of cancer. So a lot of people, she was inspiration to a lot of people, a lot of people sending up positive messages about her life here with us on Earth. So definitely just want to send up prayers to her family, Dawn Calhoun.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
And I want to give a shout out to another one of your sorors, Jessica. Jessica Davis.
Jessica Davis.
She got a promotion.
That's
my
yesterday.
Big dog.
Shout out to Jessica Davis.
The public information officer.
Yeah.
So shout out to
Shout out to your soror, our homie, John C. Smith, representing. Shout out to Jessica Davis.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
You got somebody you need to let shine. You need to call about this time so we can get it in for them. If you didn't get it in today, call in tomorrow. And coming up inside the Madhouse, Ms. Jessica got the Nosy Neighbor News on the way. That's going to drop right around 7:25.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey!
Oh, no. Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
7:20 here in the Queen City. Your Nosy Neighbor News is up next. Got details about Nicki Minaj. She got a big, she reached a big accomplishment in just one day. Got details about that. Who? Big news for Amanda Seals. Got details about that. And Lizzo is giving up something. What is Lizzo giving up?
Oh, carbs.
For 2020.
Yeah.
Skinny men.
Okay. Skinny men. Skinny men and carbs for 2020. Find out what Lizzo is
ass
giving
out
up.
Clothes.
Next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that. Here's music from the weekend. It's Heartless here on Charlotte's Club.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Power 98. What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, January 7th. Nicki Minaj is starting off the new year with a bang by getting 8.3 million streams in one day. Now, she hasn't even released new music in 2 years. The rapper reached a similar milestone on the British charts thanks to the UK Barbs. She is the 11th highest selling female artist in the UK with 14 million units sold. Congratulations to her. We also have to say congratulations to Amanda Seales. The actress was just named as a permanent co-host of The Real. The announcement was made yesterday morning after she served as a guest host several times before. Amanda is the first person to be given a permanent spot after many other guest hosts sat in that chair once held by Tamar Braxton. Looks like there might be trouble in paradise. Nosy neighbors are hearing whispers that Lil Fizz and April Jones have decided to part ways. The two have unfollowed each other on social media. However, Fizz does still have pictures of April up on his Instagram page. The two were criticized by many because of their close relationship that they share with Omarion. Lil Fizz is his former B2K bandmate, and April is his baby mama. Omarion remains unbothered by this. Lizzo is calling it quits on Twitter. The singer says that she's taking a break from social media because there are too many trolls. You can check out her full post on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power. 98.
Number Larry, the morning madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Nicki Minaj. But what did she say about Nicki Minaj and her streams? How many did she get in one day? 570-WPEG. First caller through correct answer. We putting you inside the Monster Jam. Call right now. It's Pot 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the morning madhouse.
Yeah, No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Shortest plug for new hip hop and R&B. 740. 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Your money word is coming up at 8 o'clock, so make sure you listen out for that. Your money word, your chance to win $1,000 in cold hard cash. All right, you got to hit the hashtag, MHQOTD. Today, the Madhouse question of the day is what, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, who are the four people that you would put on your Mount Rushmore of hip hop?
And I said Jeezy, I said Tupac, I said Andre 3000, and I said Master P is on mine.
I said Biggie, Jay-Z, LL, and Eminem.
I said Jay-Z, Missy Elliott, LL Cool J, and Russell Simmons.
And people already tapped in on this one. A lot of folks got Biggie and LL Cool J on this that I've been seeing so far on my Instagram page. You can leave it on my Instagram page, slide in my DMs at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
You can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. All right, now it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Today, Larry Mad is being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House every Friday night. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, we all the way in the building, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Free entry to midnight, $150 VIP tables. For more info, log on to power98fm.com. Today, Larry Mad is coming out of Milwaukee. No, you did not. It's just like a two-part Larry Mad. First of all, I think I did this as a kid, but not really with snowballs. I actually used to throw rocks at cars. Well, what happened was, in Milwaukee, these two teens, a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old, they did what teenagers do, or that young folk do. It was snowing in Milwaukee, so they went and gathered up some snowballs, and they went by the highway, and they threw some snowballs at some cars. Well, one of the snowballs hit a car. The man got out, pulled out a gun, and shot both the teenagers.
Shut up.
Both the teenagers lived. They had non-life-threatening injuries. And when they caught the young man, he said, I want to teach him a lesson that stop playing with people's cars and don't play. I don't play by my car. Now, okay, you know, but it's a snowball. It's a snowball. It ain't going to mess your car up. It ain't going to mess your car up like that. A snowball. Going to mess your car up? Come on now.
Depending on how you throw it.
Yeah, you break a window. Well, they didn't break a window. They hit the man car. But you're going to take somebody's life behind a behind them snowballing your car. Two teenagers, 12 and 13-year-old, and in Milwaukee, I'm sure, sir, that you probably did the same thing as a teenager. You probably went out there and threw snowballs at people. Now, I know people are particular about their vehicles. I know people get mad about their car. But pull out a gun and shoot two teenagers over throwing snowballs. Like I said, when I was a teenager, we used to lay behind this hill and we used to throw rocks at cars. Now,
that's just bad.
We could have did some real damage. Now, we could have, with some rocks, we could have did some real damage. But snowballs, come on, man. Come on now. You're going to get a gun and shoot two teenagers behind a snowball.
He got arrested?
He did get arrested, and the teenagers are okay. They, like I said, they went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but it's sad. But hey. All right, man. Hit the hashtag, Larry Man. Find out what else I've been mad about. On my Instagram page, I am No Limit Larry.
This Wednesday.
Come on, girls.
Be the first to see Like a Boss at special event screenings.
Make no sense. If you ain't put that money word in, you still got a couple more minutes. You got like 4 minutes to get it in. The word is chill. C-H-I-L-L. Put the money word in. 45911. 45911 is a text where you can text it to get that $1,000 in cold hard cash.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Make this real sweet, real simple.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Larry, I'm not feeling good.
Oh, okay.
But I like being sick sometimes, especially at the house. I'm going to milk this, especially when it comes to my kids. Because ain't nothing worse in the house than a grown man that's sick. I want everybody to do everything. I'm going to call my kids in the room. I'm going to be like, burp at number one. Can you come in here and untie my shoe? They're going to untie my shoe. But I'm going to let them walk out. When they get to the door, I'm going to come in. Oh, wait, come back. Can you take the shoe off? I'm going to milk it, Larry. I can't wait. I like sometimes when I get a little cold because my voice get a little deeper. You know, I got sometimes my voice is a little pitchy. At times, but when I get that nasally sound, oh yeah, I be in there singing all kind of Barry White songs. Practice what you preach. My wife, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. Like, I'm gonna be under the covers, naked, and complaining about it being too hot in there. I don't know why my body be hot and cold at the same time. I'm going to tell my wife to bring me a real cold, warm washcloth so I can put on my forehead. I don't even know how she's going to do that. Have you ever had a neti pot? I like a neti pot.
What is a neti pot?
You ain't never used a neti pot?
I don't know what that is.
Well, you take the water thing and you shoot it up in your nose and then it come out the other side of the nose?
Yeah, I do that with salt.
With salt?
Yeah, because it cleans up.
How you do it with, what does salt do?
It clears up your sinuses, and you got to read up on it. Google it, you'll see.
That sounds like it might hurt a little bit, Larry.
It does, but it works.
I just use a regular old neti pot.
I don't call it neti pot.
I guess that's how you say it. Am I saying it right, Jessica?
Yes.
A neti pot.
I don't know.
It's the steam that go up in your nose, ain't it? Jessica? From the neti pot? If something go up in your nose, the fumes in the water, in the mist.
I've used it once and I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the neti pot. And when I get in, I'm going to have all the remotes on her pillow because I want everything. You get to get waited on hand and foot, Larry. You have been waited on. I'm not going to ask you. Sean, you have been waited on. You have been waited on hand and foot while you were sick.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that the best feeling in the world?
Yeah, I be milking it too.
You know how many times I fake like I was congested so I could get waited on hand and foot? I walk in the house during the summer, Larry. During the summer, like, baby, I can't breathe.
And those from Beverly Star.
Think about it! What
you thought? Oh,
no. Man, these folk got hit his No cap.
8:23 here in the Queen City. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. If you've been keeping up with DJ Khaled, then you know that they are expecting another one. He had made that announcement last year. Well, he hopped on his Instagram page to update us on exactly when the new baby is coming. And he says that the baby will be here sometime this month.
I see what you did there, Jess. I saw what you did.
Okay. Well, yeah.
He putting that bop in it, ain't he? He the new king of leaving it now. DJ Khaled.
It's going to be a little boy, so.
Another little boy?
Yeah, another little boy. So congratulations to him and his wife. We'll be expecting that news sometime in the month of January, very soon.
Well, he ain't making no music. He's making babies. He's doing something.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
He busy.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
Coming up right now, you know what it is. We're about to hit y'all with the next big thing. You know how it goes inside the madhouse. You get to be the music critic.
next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
All right, I hope you got your music listening ear on for 2020. Here it is, the first one of 2020. Going down like this. We're going to drop the song, right? And y'all let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade y'all going to get a song, all right? The name of the song is Friday. Let's check it out right now. Charlotte's Plug.
I'll probably kiss me a body.
West side. This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
All right, today's next big thing was Friday by Wes Craven. Here's what it sounded like.
Trying to fill up my pocket, take trip to the traffic, got you like it's cottage. You want to be a topic, Hennessy and Molly with an empty wallet. Out of pocket, just stop my feet, look exotic, ass look like two hobbits. She like to pop it, she swallow my sasha. I chase out the best, gotta get to the money. Hater, I'ma keep it 100. Moon rocks got me smoking a comet. Her booty eclipse my wife because it's sunny. She let me smash it, put it in her tummy. Keep on protection, know she can't be a mummy. She wanna crash, I'm not a dummy. No love, my heart dead like a zombie.
All right, Madhouse Nation, y'all tapped in. Here's what y'all had to say about the song.
I like the song, but it just sound like everybody else. But it was fire. They blend in and make the music like everybody else. But I just wish they stopped dissing on the females and talking about Molly and stuff. Like, I mean, we could keep it. I still give it an A. It was fire, though. I just wish they stopped sounding like everybody.
Oh, man, you got to call him. You got to find him. You got to keep him. And then somebody down at the radio station need to sign him. Let's give him an A+, man. I mean, production, beat, everything was just grade A, man. Grade A.
Good morning. We keeping it. Give it an A+. I give it a C, but we gonna sweep it. You can keep it, I guess. I give it a C.
I just wanted to say that I give that song a B. You know, it was kind of basic, but it was better than what I've been hearing lately that y'all been playing on the Morning Madhouse with the next big thing. So I give them a B. They did good. Congratulations to them. Yeah, I'm going to keep it. I keep it. I listen to Friday.
I had to judge it a little more harshly since the song buried my name. So, but nah, man, I mean, it was decent, man. I'm going to give it like a B- or something. Only, and the reason I'm going to say B- is because, like, at some point, like, being original is got to be, like, a factor, right? Like, it's like, eventually it started sounding exactly like the Migos. It even used a skirt ad-lib. Like, it was too similar for me. But, I mean, the song, I mean, as it was put together, it was dope. But, yeah, nah, it was too much, like, it was too unoriginal. So I'm going to give it a B-. And I'm going to keep it, though.
All right, Madhouse Nation, y'all chimed in, and 86% keep with an overall letter grade of a B+. What we thought about the song, we're going to let y'all know up next. It's Pod 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, what?
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how we do it. We do it for the locals, baby.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Today the song was Friday by Wes Craven.
Trying to fill up my pocket, take trip to the traffic, got you like it's cottage. You want to be a topic, Hennessy and Molly with an empty wallet. Out of pocket, just stop my feet, look exotic, ass look like two hobbies. She like to pop it, she swallow my sasha. I chase out the best, gotta get to the money. Hater, I'ma keep it 100. Moon rocks got me smoking a comet. Her booty eclipse my wife because it's sunny. She let me smash it, put it in her tummy. Keep on protection, know she can't be a mummy. She wanna crash, I'm not a dummy. No love, my heart dead like a zombie. She wreck it like Winston Pilates.
All right, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Yeah! Next big thing, 86% of the Madhouse Nation said keep it with an overall letter grade of a B+. Miss Jessica, what you thought about the song?
I'll give this song a B-. Here is my critique of it. The song is well put together. Sounds good. Here's the thing. If you put this on the radio right now, it sounds so much like other artists. You'll be able to say, oh, is that Migos? Oh, is that this person? You're not going to get the credit that you want for it to be your work, because it sounds so much like other people's work. So
you know, it's cool. It fits in. That's why I would say keep it. But if you are trying to make a name for yourself, you got to go out here and you got to figure out what's going to distinct you from other artists. And right now, this song doesn't do that for you. So I would say work on that aspect of it. But other than that, the song is good. It works for what's on the radio right now, what people like.
Burp.
Yeah, I would keep it. I give it a B+. I think that for that exact reason, Jessica, is why it would be a radio hit, because it does sound like everything that's being played now. There are only like two or three artists that don't sound like everything else that's being played that's out. But I think because of how it sounds, because of how he... And the song didn't sound bad. The production sounded good. It sounded like it was mastered well. So, yeah, I would keep it.
I would definitely keep it. I'm gonna give it an A-, though. I'm gonna give it an A- because I think it needs to be cleaned up some more for radio. I definitely agree that it definitely could be a radio hit. And it definitely fits. Like, if you're putting a puzzle together, this piece right here fits with the puzzle that's going on in the music game right now. I think you can create visuals for you to stand out, in the crowd when it comes to, you know, standing out in the crowd, because, you know, everything is visual now. So you got to get your Instagram together. You got to get your YouTube together. But I think the song could definitely work. I give it, like I said, an A-, and I would definitely keep it. How do we get on the next big thing?
You send us one clean, radio-ready version of your song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com.
All right, man, it's that OT Genesis. And we drop the next big thing every Tuesday right around 8:22. OT Genesis, Young Dolph, we about to cut it. Charlotte's Plug, it's Power 98. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98, good morning. Who this here?
This Vantasia.
What up, Vantasia?
Vantasia.
What up?
What's happening?
What's happening?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two out of three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood, Black Heart, all right?
Okay.
What? I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. You ready?
Yes.
What was the name of the show on BET that Free and AJ hosted?
106 in Park.
106 in Park is correct. Amanda. What you got for Ms. Jess?
All right, Venus. Venus. Your question is, J. Cole was raised in what city in North Carolina?
What?
Is it Fayetteville?
You got it, man. You got it.
Surely six.
You got it, baby.
You win.
Way to go, Vanity.
You
I finally got on here. I've been calling every day.
That's what I'm talking about, Voluptuous. Because you got that right, Voluptuous, we are going to give you movie passes to go see the movie The Grudge whenever you want.
Okay. Thank you, y'all.
Tell everybody what Stacey hooked you up with them tickets.
Power 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
They're right. Keep it. I try.
Something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, man. The Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Miss Jessica?
Today we are talking about hip-hop. We want to know who goes on your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. You can drop your four picks.
All right, Pastor John P. Key chimed in. Key T. Witt on Instagram, he said Pac, Nas, Kendrick, and DMX. B Solo P said Pac, Jigga, Kendrick, and DaBaby. Top Bravado said Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Run DMC. And Danny Savage 77 said Biggie, Pac, 3000, and Nas. Raider Wolf, Pac, Eazy-E, Snoop, and Lil Wayne. And Big C, or Big Crow Dog, said Pac, Lil Wayne, Drake, and Gucci.
Cassie No E on my page said Dylon, 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 and Dylon, because he
too.
Spits hot fire.
I got that one too from Big Nat Radio.
Pray and Motivate said Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, and Tupac, because he's from the West Coast.
B Solo P said Pac, Jigga, Kendrick, and the Baby. Lex Bibb said Jigga, old Kanye, Kendrick, and B.I.G. Let's see. King Klutz said Tupac, Master P, Pimp C, and Mystical.
That's what's up. You sounded like mine a little bit.
Yeah. A.M. Marsh says
Pop, Jeezy, T.I., and DMX.
Okay, that's what's up. I ain't mad at them. Mine was Tupac, Jeezy, Master P, and Andre 3000. That was mine. So it sounded like mine a little bit. What they tapped in on the voicemail, here's what they had to say. 704-227-8780.
Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. I need Biggie first. He did the most for it. I need M second. Wordplay is insane. I want Sci-Hi third for me personally because his lyricism is impeccable. And fourth, songwriting, putting all that together in one pot, give me some Carolina flavor. J. Cole.
Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. number one, Tupac number two, Jay-Z number three, Nas number four.
Scarface, Jadakiss, Trick Daddy, Biggie.
All right, Biggie was on a lot of people's list, as well as Tupac was on a lot of people's list. So I'm really not mad at that. Tap in on the Madhouse Question of the Morning each and every day right around 6:05. Get your voice heard at Charlotte's Plug.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Coming up, did you miss this morning's Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24? Well, Miss Jessica's got your Nosy Neighbor recap coming up right around 9:33. Charlotte's Plug is that bonfire is 598.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.